This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Yo, another episode of the Big Homies House, the biggest show on these interwebs. And of course, got some homies in the building, right? For sure. So for the guy that continues his run of literally being in every room we've ever been in, every recording room we've ever had, the boy Ant has been there. 285 Slim.
What's happening?
How you feeling? You good?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Slow motion, but
Slow motion better than no motion.
I'm trying to tell you.
Amen. Now look, we got a newcomer in the building, a refugee of Florida right now. Miss Teresa. Teresa LeVay?
Teresa LeVay, yeah.
You know, when you was little, they said, sound it out, baby. Sound it out. Teresa LeVay in the building. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Oh, you soft spoken? Is that your...
I am a little soft spoken.
Oh, very, very demure.
Very, very much so.
Oh, are you demure? Do you know what demure means?
No, I do know. It's shy.
You're not shy.
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Didn't seem like it.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
I mean, it didn't. It did.
It's not giving.
What is it giving?
Good extrovert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good demon. Extrovert.
I like.
See, I didn't say that.
Oh, you know it.
Tongue ring and everything.
Oh, I didn't just put me on the spot like that. Okay, that's right.
I mean,
making observations.
If the shoe fits, that's what that Drake song said. The shoe fits. Yeah. Well, I'm glad y'all came and kicked the window. But sometimes you got to judge a book by its cover. That saved you a whole lot of time.
I keep telling people stereotyping will save you.
Stereotyping will save you.
Stereotyping.
That is not true.
Why?
Because I got a story behind what it is. So.
I mean, well, it's story time.
Facts.
It's story time. Welcome to the table.
We can talk about that later.
What's... Okay. We can talk about that later. We're going to talk about it a little later. We're going to let it cook by 10 minutes.
Let it marinate.
Let it marinate. So for the people that's unfamiliar with Miss Teresa LeVay, give us some background info on you.
I'm a social media influencer, content creator. Very known on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Yeah.
Known for what? Because we was judging the book. By its cover, we can just look at you. You're a beautiful black queen.
Thank you.
But known for what? You be going crazy. You known for being fine as hell.
I'm known for.
You do skits?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Are you a comedian?
I don't think so. I mean, in my own head, I feel like I am.
You funny?
I feel like I'm
Every
goofy.
Woman feel like she funny.
Bro. I feel that's like I'm fact. Goofy.
That's yeah.
What's the
but
difference?
I ain't gonna say I'm. I feel like I'm, I laugh a lot. I laugh at, you know, dark jokes. If you making a joke, I'm alive. If you make it, I'm just goofy. But okay. I don't think I'm that funny.
A woman that's funny for real. A woman that try to be funny is enough. A nigga gonna laugh his way. Nigga gonna laugh at a.
See, I'm not one of them.
I am.
I'm gonna piss him off early.
What you gonna do,
man? I don't. You not funny to me. You got to show me you fun. You not funny.
You
to
want
me.
Him to be out here. You want him out here Drewski with the.
Shit don't be funny, Bobby. That would be funny.
Listen,
shit, that would be
all it tell you say some corny shit. Girl.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's I be getting cut off of that.
What?
For sure.
You don't gas him up at all?
No. No.
You better than me, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. If it's not funny, if you corny a little bit, right. I ain't gonna lie. I'm
do you like corny dudes? What type of dudes do you like, Miss LeVay?
I don't like corny dudes.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't like corny. You should not. I hate corny shit, bro.
I do. I kind of do. That's why I say I like dark joking. Like,
dark humor?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
No, it's some.
That
good.
Dark humor be hitting.
It be hitting, right? Sure. Every time.
I ain't gonna say what type of. It's a holiday that just passed. But I swear to God, that shit be having the funniest dark humor memes, boy. Them dark humor memes?
Yeah.
It's really not a holiday, it's an anniversary. It's a
right.
That happening.
Yeah. We on beat.
Yeah.
I just seen one the other day.
Yeah.
We on beat.
Yeah. It's fucked up, but it's also fucked up. But I also feel like you can't have humor without hurting the feelings.
You can't.
So when people talk about like comedians that be like, oh yeah, we need a comedian that's gonna be this comedian's problematic. Jokes are problematic.
Life is problematic.
Life is fucking problematic.
Life is problematic. Shit.
Yeah, like so if we, if like say for instance, if you say, oh, this unproblematic comedian makes a joke about homeless people or homeless situations or houseless, unhoused people, as they like to say, the politically correct term. Listen.
Housing
insecurities. Yeah, housing insecurities. Insecurity. That's included in that too. Damn, they don't, it's a whole plethora of things.
No, it's a whole, just a whole shit.
Every joke gonna piss somebody off.
I mean, and after that, you kind of got to charge it to the game. Like, you people will be offended by anything. Like, you can offend anybody. And
I feel like people are sensitive nowadays. You don't feel that way?
No, I just feel like there are more channels to poke people's buttons. Mm-hmm. It was a time where, like, only certain types of media reach certain types of people. Yeah. Now it's like anybody can see the type of shit that you say that they otherwise wouldn't have been looking for.
And I ain't gonna lie, it'd be a whole bunch of stupid, too. That get a lot of traction.
Exactly.
Like, say, for instance, the thing people are upset with now is the light-skinned dude. I don't even think he light-skinned. The brown-skinned dude getting casted as the Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
And I'm like, bro, who give a fuck about that
Did you see what's the shit on Netflix, the movie? The Siege movie. The newest movie.
So it's a new movie coming out.
He's in that, and then he got the Green Lantern job.
No.
But he's not even, like, high yellow.
Do you watch comic book movies?
I do. Yeah. I'm a DC
What's his name? John something. The Green Lantern.
The first one, though, right? With
the black dude.
So it's a new one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the previews for that one.
The dude that got it, they don't think he's dark enough.
Yeah.
What?
Pretty much.
What does that mean?
See what I'm saying?
But it's a black dude.
It's a black dude.
But like, he's not
very
black
visibly.
Enough. Yeah.
A black dude.
But I feel like that's not shit that we need to be like, who cares, my nigga?
Right.
Like, it's like, especially now, it's too much going on right
too
now.
Too much.
It's too much shit going on right
See,
now.
See, my whole thing about it is, it's not a real character. Like, I don't give a what a fictional character looks like. Like, yeah. I don't give it. He's not real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not real. I mean, it's more to spend your time complaining about.
Like, if you're going to talk about anything a month away from the election, let's be mad over some election shit.
Oh,
I don't even want to be mad about that.
I don't want to talk about that.
I don't even want to be mad
about
that.
I'm confused.
What are you confused about?
I don't know.
Is this my water?
Yeah,
I think, okay.
Not necessarily confused. It was just more so like, I don't know. Yes, I am confused. Because it's, I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle.
You're on the fence.
Like,
yeah. So part of you like Trump.
And part of me, you know.
So what do you like about Trump?
Okay, so the fact that, I mean, I feel like it's, you know, small business.
Small businesses.
You know, he on that side, you know?
Yeah.
But then with, how you say her name?
Kamala. I think of like Kamala.
Miss Harris.
Yeah, Miss Harris. Yeah. Yeah.
Miss Harris.
Madam Vice President.
Yeah, Madam Vice President.
I mean, where I'm at.
I feel like she's actually more reasonable with a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't read the pros and the cons on when it come down to both ends, so it's just kind of like, And then with Trump, I keep seeing stuff where I just feel like he may start a civil war in this country.
Oh, no, that's going to happen. November 5th is the election day. November 6th is going to be crazy.
And I'm nervous. I'm confused. I'm nervous.
Hell, you should be. You see what happened when he lost the last time?
Oh, yeah. That man started a... Oh my God, that was crazy.
I seen a director's cut of that footage.
The
man, that shit was like 10 minutes long. Like, it wasn't a full thing. But it was showing like behind the scenes shit.
I was crying. Because it was a police officer. He was trying to block.
Yeah.
He died from that.
Yeah. And it was a lot of shit that was going on. Like, I wasn't watching it in real time. I was busy as hell that day, whatever it was. So I just happened to log on to Twitter and see Twitter goddamn erupting. That's how we get our news nowadays anyway. So I see Twitter blowing up by that shit. And I was like, damn, what the fuck going on? It's a riot. And the one thing I do know, if that was...
Oh, we wouldn't have made it up the steps.
We would have found...
Army would have been up.
We would have found out that day that the U.S. government had superheroes.
Facts. They would have wiped... We wouldn't have made it up the steps.
It would have been it would have been 10 homelanders out in that mother...
Please.
Like, for real.
They'd have still been picking
and
these up.
And that's why... That was my question. Because somebody actually showed me the video, and I was like, damn, because I'm like, damn, I didn't see it either, the first time. But when somebody showed me the video, I was like, what the fuck? I said, there ain't no way in hell we would have got away with this.
Not at all.
Not at all. Not at all.
So with that being said, do y'all feel like it was kind of like a setup?
Of course.
When you say a setup, you mean what you mean?
Allowing it to happen.
Yes.
Oh, like an inside job.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Oh, for sure. Because somebody, it said, like, you know, everything isn't on the main channels. Like, so I saw some people talking about it was some Reddit post about it. Mm-hmm. Reddit, the like the little orange app where it's like community.
Ahead. Yeah. Months ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Like Reddit is great. Reddit better than Google.
I swear to God.
Yeah. It's true.
You want to find something? Look on Reddit. So they had a Reddit post about it. Then he made a subliminal post on stand up or stand by, some shit like that. January 6th. Like he's telling his people. Mm-hmm. So the people that support Trump ready to die by him. And that's one thing that I do know that they got over niggas. Because we ain't ready to die by no goddamn, no politician. White folks, they ready to die by Trump. They are ready to die. And some of them did.
It's true.
And it's people really doing like football numbers behind that shit too. People really got real lengthy federal sentences about some shit that they decided to do like the Friday before. Like, imagine how many people, like, called off work saying they was going to D.C. for the inauguration and then just decided to ruin their life.
Threw their whole shit away. You see your goddamn fifth-grade science teacher.
Seventh-grade baseball coach. Like, true story.
Bro, is that Coach Jackson?
True story. True story. It was one dude, his kids told on him.
No. Good.
Swear to God. His daughter told on him.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't have told on my daddy.
You wouldn't have told your daddy?
Yeah, no.
Especially, I mean...
Nah, I wouldn't have told him.
My daddy, fuck no.
Yeah.
No, my tax. Look, the feds looking for you. My tax dollars go to you doing your job. You got to do your job.
You got to do your goddamn job.
I ain't calling
job.
Nobody. No 1-800 tips. None of that.
Right.
I ain't gonna tell on shit that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Not damn.
For real. Nope. Like.
Yeah, I wouldn't have told him.
But I will snitch if he got something to do with me. I tell anybody. I am a civilian. I'm not no thug nigga. I'm not no street nigga. I go to work. I don't need like a motherfucker propping the dough up in my apartment. You know how like you got people, maybe they moving out, they waiting on somebody.
Yeah.
Don't prop that door up. I'm gonna close it every
time.
See,
you stay in one of them buildings. I stay in some apartments.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to stay in some apartments though. Like, that's why I take security very serious.
They still try to fix our gate. One half work, the other side
I used to stay right by Grady Hospital.
Okay, yeah, I'm hip.
Exactly. I used to stay right by Grady Hospital. Yeah. Like, I could see the hospital in my window at night. Like, I remember one night, the light from the helicopter pad at the top was shining through my fucking window. Hell no. Nah. Mm-hmm. The gate never worked, though. The gate never worked. And I went back there a few months ago. Just happened to be in the area. You know, mm-hmm. If you in the area, your old high school, you want to just drive by.
Facts.
I drove by, went to the gate. The gate still don't fucking work. The gate don't work.
And then you paying for that.
And it had a bunch of fucking rats. And I should have known.
No.
But the rats weren't in, they weren't in my unit. Because I take shit like that very seriously. I come from the trenches. So I should have known this when I moved in. When I moved in, it had roaches.
Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe it's just an inactive unit. The roaches, you know, they didn't have no niggas to be scared of. No, they were everywhere.
Oh no, I'm just saying, like, you on the bottom floor, the apartments?
We were on the second floor.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Okay. So I'm thinking, okay, it just has roaches.
Yeah.
But they didn't have no exterminator to come clean that shit. So as a nigga that come from that shit, when I was little, I was traumatized by ants and fucking roaches.
Me too.
I can deal with ants. It's roaches. I can deal with ants.
Because ants aren't as much of a nuisance as
they
roaches.
Right.
A roach will fuck up your whole night.
See what I'm saying?
It really will.
It will.
I'm gonna tell you. So the other day, I was in the nail salon. The lady had a roach head flicked on my lip.
Wait, what?
She what?
Hold on, run it back, what?
I was at the nail salon and the roach ended up flicking on my lip out of nowhere.
Yeah, all right.
When I say the lady had to, like, she had to calm me down, I said, no, I'm about to go. Y'all can have this whole building. You are crazy.
Was this Florida or this Atlanta?
This was in Texas.
Oh yeah, you did come from Texas.
Yeah.
This is broad daylight.
This was broad daylight.
That
was like, I'm so sorry.
I ain't never seen no roaches. We're
gonna call
the
exterminator. He came out here the other day and he gonna come back. Come back right now. 30 minutes.
Matter of fact, shoot that nigga. Shoot that motherfucker.
Hold on, wait.
I know Texas is a gun friendly state. Shoot that nigga.
Exactly, for real.
She was talking about the dark humor. Why she kick in with the accent though?
Listen, you know what? I'm trying to keep it as unproblematic as possible. I'm trying to keep it as unproblematic.
How she said it, baby? How she said it?
She said, I call this exterminator. They come.
You been practicing now.
That's how they talk, though.
Hey, man.
No.
Yo, nah. She right, though. I don't fuck with roaches. So I say all that to say, when I was in my old apartment and I saw that they had roaches, you know that big-ass motherfucker, not the regular the shit with the holes.
Yeah.
the
Home Depot joint.
Yeah, that's where I got it from.
The Home Depot joint.
No, I'm not playing with you niggas.
Hell no.
I used to spray that bitch once a week around the perimeter. Yeah. That bitch is strong as a motherfucker, too.
It is.
The roach problem was so bad when we first moved in, because this was back when I stayed with my cousin, because, you know, I'm trying to be cheap. This nigga a truck driver, so he ain't never home anyway. I'm going to get back to that later. Because I love you. I love my brother. I'm about to talk about you, though. So we were scared to leave, like, food that we was eating, like actively eating, out like on the shit, like on the counter.
Couldn't even cook, for real. Yeah,
you better leave that.
Not throwing nothing away in the house.
In the microwave.
I didn't know. I didn't trust shit until we got that.
That's real though.
Yeah,
that's real though.
Yeah, it is.
Because the worst, but really the worst. It was really a one off thing, but it shit scarred me so bad. It was back when I was staying with my mom. She had this deep fryer, and I was making some onion rings, bro.
Did the roast end up in the onion ring?
No, not in the oil.
It was in the fucking deep fryer.
Ooh, I know it.
I literally have not used a deep fryer since.
Yeah, I
haven't used any deep fryer. That was the last deep fryer I ever used.
I was just looking at one too, and now I don't want one.
Just get an air fryer, bro. I found out there's a way you can crispy fry shit in an air fryer though. Because I had some crispy fried chicken in the air fryer. Normally, like, I'm talking about with the batter and everything. You have to use, like, the butter spray to kind of wet up the batter a little bit. So it's like it's in oil, but it's not in oil.
See, I just use the air fryer to, like, supplement the microwave. But, like, I still need to drop it in some grease.
My air fryer get it done.
I
feel like air fryers have made a lot of people lazy.
Lazy, yeah. I just use it. I don't cook in my air fryer.
I don't even like using microwaves. Like,
yeah,
even
I don't
if
cook
it's
in my
leftovers
air fryer.
Out front of a restaurant.
But I feel like that's not. I don't feel like that's lazy. Supplementing the microwave for the air fryer, that's not lazy. Because it's a lot easier to goddamn throw that bitch in the microwave, hit five, and just wait until you think it's ready.
But it tastes better out the air fryer.
It does.
But people be making like real meals in the air fryer.
Pizza is like, best reheated in the air fryer.
Really?
I'm still going to put it
in the
oven.
You know, I've never tried
Oven work too. Oven
I'm
work
still
too.
Putting it in the oven.
I've never tried air fryer.
I only use the air fryer to reheat. Like if I got some JJ's left over, I throw that in the air fryer right quick.
Yeah.
But niggas be making like whole like dinners and shit. Right. And like, no.
I've seen that.
No.
I use the air fryer for shit like
I seen a lady make cake in the air fryer.
Nah, she's tripping. Yeah, salmon. What you say?
Salmon. The L is
niggas in that L, bro. Niggas in that
the
L.
The L is salmon got niggas salmon. In the headlock.
I was told it was silent, but
salmon.
You heard what I said.
Is you single? Is this type of arguments your niggas be having to put up with?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna agree with my
We don't get in that. I'm gonna get in that in a minute.
Salmon. Oh petty shit.
Salmon is crazy.
Salmon. How you like your steak?
Ooh. Ooh. You already know the answer.
How do you like your steak?
What's the answer?
Tell me.
I know what's not the answer.
I'm telling you.
Medium well.
Okay.
All right. Damn. Okay. Whew. Yeah. You talking about who? Yeah. That's the pettiest reason I ever stopped talking to a woman. We only went on one date.
Wait.
I was in
so
college.
What was the wrong answer?
The well done. I can't do it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I couldn't
it
do
hurt
it.
Hurt my stomach.
It hurt my teeth. Fuck my stomach.
It hurt everything.
It hurt my elbow. Cutting that motherfucker.
It hurt my mandible.
I cannot.
Yeah, bro. You ever had some steak? You got to keep chewing that motherfucker?
Keep chewing.
That Golden Corral special.
I like cooking my own steak, too. Steak is really shit that you realize it is a luxury. It's very easy to fucking cook.
Yeah.
Like, I was surprised at how easy lobster was to cook. Lobster tail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's already one-fourth of the way done.
Shit. You just got to season the motherfucker, put some butter on it.
Cut it open.
Yeah.
That's
the hardest part, though. That's
getting
all,
it open?
Yeah.
You're trying to get the meat.
And then you got to get the meat out. Like, shit, pause.
Pause.
But
it say
no Diddy?
Yeah, no Diddy. Wow.
None at all.
Ain't no Diddy. All. Damn. That shit crazy, too.
Too crazy.
What do you think about that, Miss Teresa?
I got so much just mixed emotions about it. I'm just asking a lot of questions. My main question is, why did you have 1,000 bottles in your...
Baby oil
and lubrication.
I still feel like some boondock shit that niggas is just cooked up.
No, I definitely feel like the feds have pictures of shelves of Johnson & Johnson. I definitely feel like that's like real state's evidence.
Why did I just have a visual of these niggas walking in the room and it's a long aisle and you walk in, the lights just slowly come on. Doom, 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 doom.
You know, another thing I'm questioning though, why did all them CEOs drop like that? Nike, Japan, Sony's Japan.
Some of them were scheduled ahead of time, and now
like
it's
90% of them were.
Yeah, but some of them
took other jobs. I'm not one of those people that buys into the conspiracy that everybody rich and famous is a fucking sexual deviant. Because you have to keep up appearances in order to be able to do shit like that for 30 years. Like, you can't do that shit in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Like, there are some people that's just not going for that shit. So you can only invite who you know gonna come.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like everybody who's had a position of power is a sexual deviant. Because you got to know who you can ask. Like, just say, like, you don't invite certain friends somewhere as a regular
You know
person.
Which friends you can't
You know which friends you can't invite certain places. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. I don't like everybody who was involved with him musically that's not suing or not involved in the case having something to say.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I don't like that. That's why I was like, I got mixed emotions about the situation because I'm like, damn, like, that's kind of
like, it's
up.
One thing if you coming out to tell your story. It's another thing to be like, I knew the nigga was goddamn. Well, nigga, where was
you been
at?
You've been waiting for my
where was you at?
Tell me everything.
No, you got one time to do some shit around me that look a little weird and I'm on TV.
You tell me.
I appointed Diddy on the stand.
He please. Did it.
Fuck out of here.
Diddy did it. Mm.
Don't let me have been one of them niggas that wasn't getting paid. Oh, he fucking everybody. Please.
And also, I think something that we cannot look over this. Everybody that's coming out ain't got shit to say.
Truthfully.
Like, the fact that folks said, well, it was like, yeah, 2,000 people coming in. Like, yeah, there ain't no 2,000 motherfuckers.
The part that got me was the 9-year-old, though. Did you see that?
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, he's one of the 120 that actually made it out of the 2,000-3,000.
Yeah, like, and I'm 120 might be a realistic number.
I believe it. Yeah. 30 years in the game?
Shit.
That ain't shit, but do the math.
You was a freaky nigga. Huh.
4 people a year?
That's all I'm saying. That shit probably happened. But it's a lot of cap behind that shit. It's like the same reason, like, everybody trying to like come at Chris Brown, like, because Chris Brown publicly has an image.
Yeah.
So if he has his image already, and if you say, "Oh, Chris Brown beat me up,"
yeah,
if I know, people are going to be inclined to believe it,
right? If I know you done beat up 6 people, what 7? Even if
even if the 7th is a lie,
liar, right?
I mean, shit, you could beat one person up and the other 6 are lies.
See what I'm saying? It only take one time.
It only take one time.
It only take one time. All you need is one.
So that's why, at the end of the day, keep your fucking hands to yourself. Mm-hmm. And your dick.
And your baby oil. And then you see they putting GHB in the baby oil. Like, how the baby oil putting people to sleep?
Huh?
Anyway. Yeah. That was
that real, too?
I hope not. But that's what the conversation. I hope that's some cap.
Why are you putting, I don't understand.
Drugs in the baby oil.
Yeah.
Roofy baby oil is crazy. God. I don't even like that warm, vibrating massage oil.
Yeah, I don't
oil.
Like that. I feel weird.
Yeah, body, man.
I really don't even like baby oil anyway, because this shit just really, it's really potent.
It's not.
A lot of fucking baby oil.
I like cocoa butter anyway. I like the oil.
You like cocoa butter, baby?
Good woman.
You like cocoa butter rub, don't you?
I like that, and I like the shea butter.
Mm, yeah, shit, yeah. Good woman.
I can't with you.
That good woman. For sure.
Yeah. What's your sign? Are you a Sagittarius?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, okay.
And what's yours?
I'm a Leo.
What's yours?
I'm Taurus.
Taurus.
Yeah.
Well, why you said it like that?
Nah, cause that's how you said it.
No.
So I'm sure in your line of work, you motherfuckers, you seen some shit too. Motherfuckers invited you to a whole bunch of everybody in this room probably got invited to some shit. Like, what the fuck going on?
When I was DJing, for sure.
This is a what the fuck going on party.
For sure.
I'm gonna crack this shit. What's the wildest shit that I've seen happen? I got invited to a sex party earlier this year.
I get invited to those pretty often.
In Atlanta, I think that shit is way more common than niggas.
It's super normal.
This is why I said coming to Atlanta is kind of weird.
Super normal.
What?
Why?
I did.
When did you say that?
Ain't shit
I
like it.
I said it when I was working out earlier, when I pulled up here. Yeah,
What did you see up here that looked weird?
I was working out earlier, and it was some swing. It was two couples. They were trying to talk to me. He was trying to invite me back to their room. I'm like,
oh yeah,
at the hotel.
Yeah, at the hotel.
Okay, oh, man. Where you staying at?
Marriott.
Yeah. Yeah. Fella, she already gone.
Downtown?
She already gone. Yeah,
did you see that nigga right? just that jumped newer? Off the 40th floor last
Yo,
week?
I just saw that on TikTok, and it was like, bro. It was never on the news.
Bro,
it
no,
was,
I didn't.
Bro, what? The nigga jumped off the 40th floor at the Marriott. I saw it on
social media. I ain't see it on.
I just saw it on TikTok. Man, they was like, and nobody put it on. That's the Marriott trying to cover it up, because yeah. they don't want their, you know, business. You know, being dragged.
What the fuck? I don't think that
but
shit ain't got nothing
like
to do
last
with
week,
them.
Buddy.
The 40th. I'm on the 20th.
Niggas like, ooh, go down somewhere else, nigga.
Like, for real. But I was looking at this.
And
shit,
I'm
like,
looking at it. I'm like,
yeah,
damn.
Exactly.
I'm scared of heights, so I'm like,
I've been in there like once, because it's a train station near there, right? Like around the corner from there.
Civic Center.
Yeah. That's where it was. And I was like, when I was there, I'm like, damn, this is kind of high up.
Yeah, it's high as fuck.
Even the elevator, like, why?
Like, what if
here?
I lose my? Oh,
right?
Yeah, man.
No, baby, you can't do that, because they got the rail where it's like it's standing out, so you won't fall.
The way my
and the hallway is wide enough to where you have to try. Nah,
you
gotta jump, been, like really yeah. gotta
the
jump.
The way my brain is set up, you know, like
intrusive thoughts for
yeah.
sure.
Jump, nigga.
Yeah.
Y'all don't have them thoughts?
For sure.
I need therapy.
I'd be driving over a bridge or something and be like, what if I just swerved into oncoming traffic?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. My intrusive thought with people is crazy. Because an old lady would be talking. And I'd just be like, what if I just punched her in the face?
No, for real.
Not that I do it. I know Miss Dark Humor ain't talking.
No, for real, though. Hey, because I'm agreeing with you on
facts,
that part.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I just RKO'd this Foot Locker employee right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like that. Never mind. Yeah. Be around a kid. What if I just kick this kid in the back? Fucking head.
I just got the baby in my hand. Just drop the baby.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I do when I hold babies, I be goddamn. Because them intrusive thoughts.
Be fucking around it.
Right. Just toss it.
Fucking baby.
Treat that baby like a headphone.
But no, Atlanta's not a real place. This is the best place on earth, though. But it's not a real place.
What's that? So you from Miami or Orlando?
I'm from Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale?
Good, Broward County. Okay.
Broward. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between Miami and Fort Lauderdale?
The difference between Atlanta and Cobb?
Mm. Fort Lauderdale like Cobb?
That's the equivalent.
Oh, you went to school in Florida, huh?
Yeah, I went to school in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Well, I ain't never been.
Where you went to high school?
I was homeschooled.
Oh, for real?
You was homeschooled?
Yeah, I was homeschooled.
How did being homeschooled affect your upcoming?
I loved it.
I had a whole bunch of stereotypes lined up. I can't use them now. It don't matter.
It affected me because I missed prom and, you know.
I always wanted homeschool kids to go to prom. I always wanted that.
What big thing did you have, like, being homeschooled?
A car?
No, I don't.
So you went
being away from people.
So did that impact your socialization and like how you interacted with people?
It did.
So like it stunted it.
Did you play sports?
I did.
Okay, that helped.
I played volleyball.
Okay, I seen it.
Volleyball? I don't know why I thought she was about to say soccer.
No.
Oh, okay.
Look at all the girls that play volleyball. They thick.
I was about to say. I said I seen it.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea. I never looked at you like that.
I got eyeball work.
Nigga said he got eyeball worry. Boy, you just like me. Give me some.
I know.
Because I lied. I knew it was back there. But so like
we shook hands from the side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
So like when it came to like you interacting with dudes, did you feel like you were sheltered?
A little, yeah.
A little. So once you got out of that homeschool situation, was it like shit? I'm outside.
Yeah, I did. Not necessarily, no. No, I take it back.
Nah, you can't really take the truth back.
I'm taking it back. No, seriously, I jumped into a relationship.
That's how it be.
I jumped into a relationship.
As soon as you got out the house?
Yeah. I was in a relationship for like 8 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Never that.
When did you get out of this relationship?
Yesterday?
It was like 4 years ago.
Oh, the pandemic.
Yeah, that's what they
put her ass back inside. She was like, No, not again.
No, he was abusing me, so I had to go.
Oh yeah, fuck that nigga. Just jump him. Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Nice. He was shorter than you?
He was short.
I knew. How'd I know?
I hate you.
How'd I know? Come on.
No,
now.
For real.
How tall was this nigga?
He was like 5'5".
See? You should have got a fat nigga.
I should have got a tall fat nigga.
At least, I mean, at least taller than you. I mean, good God.
I mean, now I know because, you know, I did not know Napoleon.
So what they say about short niggas is true.
Napoleon syndrome is really
real.
They be
mad at the world all the time.
I did not know that. They said it's even in dogs.
That's why you always meet angry chihuahuas.
Yes.
The winter,
boom, there
the
you
winter
go.
Dogs too? Wow. I heard winter dogs are really aggressive.
They're mean. My parents' neighbor, they used to have one for the longest time. That was the meanest fucking
dog
ever.
You know, we call them yard, I forgot, yard dogs. Basically, letting everybody know
that
there's somebody coming. Like, they're like an alarm.
Oh, yeah.
Chihuahua's like an alarm.
Yeah.
Damn, shout out to that nigga, man. Fuck him. That's
fuck
crazy.
Fuck that guy.
Damn. So what do you look for in a dude now?
You know, I take that back. Let me stop. I'm looking in a dude.
You got little hands.
I do. I got little feet,
God
too.
God damn.
Feet.
Yeah, I got seven. I wear a 7.5.
Yeah, it's kind
put of... your hand up again. Do you see that shit? God damn. You have little Donald Trump hands.
Where that nigga had them sticks. Nigga had them.
God damn.
No, but what I'm looking at
very
a man,
demure.
Very. I told you.
Lady-like. She got lady-like hands.
Yeah.
Lady-like hands.
But what I'm looking at a guy is, I don't know, I love to be myself. You know, I don't want nobody sitting here trying to make it seem like, oh, you can't do this and you shouldn't do that. I just want to be myself. I don't want to be fake around nobody.
What you be doing?
I'm goofy.
Ain't nobody ever said.
Oh, this bitch too goofy.
This she too funny. No.
No.
What you be doing?
Oh my goodness. I'm not bad, y'all.
Here we go.
You ain't got to explain yourself to me.
Listen, we just here.
Cole Kodak can tell you. I don't care.
We just here for the conversation.
What you do? I don't.
We're already locked in, twin, because you hate people just like I do.
No, for real.
Yeah.
So what you be doing?
You don't got a lie?
What y'all mean? What we getting at?
This is the big homie's house.
Yeah.
This is.
Why would a nigga be like?
I don't know. I feel like I'm too loyal to some of these men. I feel like I like you too hard.
You hitting all the check marks. You are toxic. Let me guess. You love hard, huh?
I don't.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I be accepting people too fast. No? What?
I ain't heard no red flag.
Yeah,
yet. That's
I ain't.
How I know it's
let me think outside.
If you was a dude, what would be your red flags about dating you?
Impatient.
You're impatient.
I'm very impatient.
So am I. So I get it.
Look at this nigga, dude. So you impatient? That's what you call it?
I'm very impatient.
I can get with that because I'm super impatient.
Yeah. So if
yeah,
you,
I have no
and
patience.
I'm quick to block you.
So if you tell your dude that hey I need this bill paid and he don't pay, he tell you like hey wait till pay
there
that.
It is.
I'm gonna block you.
There it is.
Cause I'm like if I gotta do it, I'm 9 times out of 10 if I gotta ask you something, I'm 9 times out of 10 I'm testing you.
Oh, there it is.
There it comes.
And really, in the end, I could do it myself. Like, I like to spoil my man.
Give us an example, a real world example of a scenario that actually happened like that. Like, you feel like you wanted your man to take the lead and just do something.
Prime example, I asked my friend if he can call.
Your friend?
Yeah, my friend. He's not my friend anymore.
So, homeboy.
Ex homeboy. But yeah.
Did he like you?
Yeah, he did.
See, you gotta paint the picture.
See what I'm saying? set it up.
You toxic as fuck.
Set it up for me so I can get.
But
get
you the... like it though, cause you a big Leo.
Yeah, cause y'all like attention. Y'all Leo like a
like for real.
Spotlight on y'all niggas
real
at all times. So
bad.
Yeah.
Let's fucking play about us. Look, bro, I ain't never watched that show a day in my life. Every time I see that motherfucker.
He hit that on point. Yes.
Okay, it's not about me. You! What happened in this situation with this guy that wanted to be your man, but he wasn't your man, and you tested him to give him man privileges,
was
and he failed.
Was it even in the realm of possibility that you was going to fuck with him?
Yeah, it was
okay.
A great possibility.
I'll at least take great.
And he was a big guy. I like me a big tall man. I like the cuddle. I like me a little teddy bear. I do. But,
what did this nigga do?
He was talking too much. I don't like niggas that just...
He was talking about what he wanted to do.
Wait, he was... Okay, so you have a... Okay.
Yeah, give him the scenario. Give him the scenario.
We
I keep interrupting.
We went to club with Suki or whatever because he was a producer. Mm-hmm. He was like, pull up. We leaving out. And Suki already... She already know who I am. So she like... Y'all come outside. We coming outside. We talking. Then he doing all this. Ooh, babe. Oh. I said, why are you in doing it in making, front of Suki?
Oh, he making it hot.
So
yeah,
now mind you, Suki like... Get a room. I said, why are you doing this? I said, stop. He said, what? What am I doing wrong? I said, bruh, stop.
We don't even kick it like that,
like,
dog.
Stop. Like, for
and
real.
And y'all wasn't like that.
We was not like, I didn't even slick this man yet. Nothing.
Yeah. No, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That bothers me. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I feel like you forcing yourself on me.
Okay. He trying to establish something to the public.
And then come to find out, you going around telling everybody, every time I pull up to the studio, because Suki wanted me to come to the studio with her. Every time I pull it up to the studio, says you telling everybody wrong. Yeah, that's my girl right there. And then, mind you, I got somebody talking about, yeah, you with him? I'm like, yeah, I pulled up with him. They was like, nah, he's saying you know, that's his girl. I'm like, bruh.
Watch this.
What's going on?
You ever been in the room with this nigga and there was another nigga with some more money in the room and he was like, this is my...
Yeah.
There it is. See? There it is. I knew that.
So he was the Weenie Hut Jr.
Yeah.
No, but that didn't even bother me. I don't care. If I like you, I like you. Oh, nobody else.
So you fuck with the runner?
Yeah, I would. I'll give you a chance.
She from Broward. Yeah, she'll fuck with the runner. What the hell he talking about?
But he was making the block hide in front of an opportunity.
Yeah. It was just like, let's just take
because,
hold on, whoa. I got a question. Would you play single for an opportunity?
I would.
That's tough.
So you were like, hey babe, look, I'm with Suki and listen, I need you to chill. Like, I can't be your girlfriend. I gotta be a hot girl right now.
Yeah.
This is a non-judgmental zone. So yes.
Yeah.
That's honest. I'm trying to think what
I mean, but it depends though. If we've been in a relationship, right? Mm. Now I'm not like gonna do nothing like that. But if it's new, and you see what I got going on,
I see it the other way. If we've been in a relationship, I kind of be like, no, work your move, get your money. I get that. But if we just started, don't.
And see, that's what I'm saying. I would want somebody to support me, but at the same time, like if I'm in a relationship and I've been in a relationship with you for a long time, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
See, I could do it the other way.
I think it's just different for men and women.
Yeah,
because
I can do it the other way.
If I got a girl. That's all the type of time I'm on anyway. So right. As a Leo, if I got a girl that's popping and she got a little opportunity to do something, then we got an opportunity
to do
something.
But see, work your move,
and shit. I already got my shit popping. We're gonna meet in the middle.
Right.
So I feel what you.
I could do it the other way, but I couldn't be like in a fresh situation.
We in a fresh situation, you still got an opportunity to entertain some more shit, and it's really like shit. I gotta let you rock.
Facts, because I can't sit here and be like, you let me cook, but I'm like, you know, well, why are you acting like this, and you all in these nigga face trying to do? I'm like, well, this was I was just doing to get some money.
Yeah,
so. But I could do it the other way.
Most people that's coming to my life, they already see what I'm doing. They already know about Teresa LeVay. They done look me up. They done Google me. So it's just like, baby, you know what comes with this right here.
So what are you looking for? What would make you happy?
I don't like people that's wearing a mask. Like, be upfront with me. Mm. I feel like everybody wear a mask nowadays.
Mm. Are you wearing a mask?
No.
Oh, you out front. You out front. With
I'm afraid. Okay. As much as possible. And if it's something that you need to clarify, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm very blunt. Mm. Very.
I can respect that.
Because motherfucker be, man, you got to, especially in the city, dog. Boy, you out the game though, since you
Yeah, I ain't doing nothing.
Hey, stay there. I be seeing niggas, I'm about to go out in the streets. Nigga, no.
Ain't shit out there.
And only thing you gonna do is get irritated and go back to what you just had. Don't even break the street. It's kinda like, well, remember remember when Eli Manning had...
What the fuck is going on out there? Who are them bitches?
You know what we say about Atlanta? We're not beating the allegations.
And we're not beating the allegations. The tutus and everything. Where is they going?
It's really not a real place.
I'm trying. And they white folk out here with their cheering.
She got Man,
she know what she doing. All of them. The Samba's on. Ain't no art support. Ankles hurting everything. That's
they walking on concrete, bricks, brick.
Goddamn, say red. Hold on.
Intermission. I see. Look at him. He looking at that shit.
Everybody looking at him.
Nigga, the trash.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. The fuck was we talking about?
Holla. Let me holla.
Oh, my goodness. What the fuck are they doing?
I don't know. I like to find out, though.
Yeah,
I'm going.
He can't stop looking.
Yeah, I'm going their way.
Yeah, nigga,
they ain't. Yo. She the cutest. Yes.
Yeah, I'm
she the cutest one.
You better eat, bitch. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, let them be out there when I.
What was we just talking about? We was talking about.
People wearing a mask.
Oh yeah, people wearing a mask. Yeah, especially in. Oh no, we was saying how niggas think that it's better shit out here.
It is and it ain't.
It's not.
No, women got it way worse.
Women,
because y'all, yeah. It's statistically proven that women initiate most divorces. Mm-hmm. That's fact. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's especially prevalent now because you have situations where y'all will be with a dude, he may do some small petty shit to piss you off, and now you about to say, well, fuck you, nigga, I'm
I mean, but I'm like that,
but
so
see,
I get it.
The thing is, though, I feel like a lot of women, we feel like it's something better out there. And I think a lot of women nowadays, we just, you know, if you're in a relationship or you married or you getting married, I feel like a lot of women do settle.
Hey, I'm going to say it like this. If we in a relationship, and at any point you feel like you can find something better than me, please go be happy. Please don't. You don't even.
And scoop back this way so I can make sure you're in the frame.
You don't even got to tell me. Let me make sure we.
Yeah.
You don't got to tell me. Well, these niggas can do it. Go be happy.
Go be great.
It take that one guy to be like, damn, but you so fine. And whole time.
Go ahead.
I'm just telling you the truth.
That nigga just want to beat.
Go
but
ahead.
But that bothers me. You know?
I don't.
What bothers you?
So go promise ahead. I done had a guy that come to me. I'm pumping my gas. He's like, you in a relationship? I lied. I'm like, yeah, I'm in a relationship. What that mean? What the fuck does
why
that
you
mean?
Ask?
What is you asking that? Then he pursuing. No, what's that mean? No, like, why you can't cheat? No, bitch, I can't cheat. What is wrong with you?
I asked who though? Because your relationship ain't got shit to do with me.
I don't ask.
That's to me, that's loyalty though. Like, I don't know. That's just me.
That's your boyfriend. I'm trying to beat.
Or I might actually be attracted to you and want to pursue something, but that's why I'm not asking. I don't care. What the fuck I got to do with me?
Yeah.
I just can't.
Because you're going to make a decision either way.
Right. That's your choice. If I'm in a relationship with you, I'm not seeing nobody else.
All right. So, all right. Let's get back to the root of this shit though. Mm-hmm. Why do you think women are settling?
You've met niggas. What we got to do? You met niggas. Oh, they're going to start with me. But yeah. You know how it go. You met niggas.
It is.
You met niggas.
Niggas approve the women right.
Right.
At every time.
Niggas been niggas their whole life and don't be agreeing with women about how niggas be.
I've seen the screenshots of texts and like, oh, I wanted to test you. Bro, you going to test a bitch by asking her for $300 2 days after you met her? You sound like the hoe.
Just like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas do shit that they wouldn't sit through.
You wouldn't let your sister go through that shit?
Hell no. Niggas be doing corny shit. Niggas be doing shit they wouldn't even hang around a nigga doing.
Or maybe they would. Maybe these niggas just...
These niggas, you know how I feel about these niggas. These niggas like niggas. And that's...
Derek, come in.
That go my point right there. That's another reason.
Be showing out for these niggas,
Derek, this nigga come in with his goddamn football hat. He look like a goddamn peewee coach.
That's my whole point.
These niggas be showing out for these niggas.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Derek, what's up, cousin Derek?
Yeah, got our work, man.
I see you got. I was about to say you got your goddamn.
What's up, guy? What's up, guy?
Derek, cousin Derek, please have a seat.
Hold on, let me let him in. I'm coming right back. All right.
Cousin Derek, he be helping with the packages on the plane.
I need the packages.
Yeah. Shut up. But you so now I agree with what you're saying. Niggas gonna nig.
Niggas
but
nig.
At the same time, here's what I think the issue is. Right, women is getting a lot more motherfucking money than they was, like. 10, 20 years ago. Over the past 5 years, women have been able to run their bag up.
It's true.
But the problem is, women will get money and become oh, I don't need niggas. Da, 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 da. A man gets some money.
Please don't need me.
Sit right there, cause I got the camera.
Please,
focus on
I don't
right
care.
There.
Please don't need me.
You got me with the worst though. They gonna have to cut a check. on this right here.
But
please don't need me.
Men get money and start families. Women get money and think that they above the niggas who was just in their social circle. Now you have a bunch of women that have elevated financially ahead of everybody in their peer group. So they don't think they are compatible with these guys when, shit, y'all can build together.
But see, I feel like you said, a lot of, you know, women didn't have, we this is our first time actually making money.
So y'all assholes with money.
It goes from where you like, damn, I ain't never had this before. And it's like, okay, I got money, so I can kind of, you know.
Act like the niggas?
Yeah, that's what it is. But I'm
but
not
when
saying
the niggas
that,
act
I'm
like
not
the
saying
niggas.
That for me. But my thing is, I feel like we both, at the end of the day, we both need it. We know we need each other. So
I'm saying unequivocally, please don't need me for a goddamn thing. Don't need me for shit.
Yeah,
ever.
Don't add me for
don't
shit.
Don't need me for a bitch ass
at the
thing.
End of the
I
day, I feel
it.
Like we need each
some,
other.
Some men like women, like some men like needy women. I don't like that shit. No. Like, if I meet you and you already got problems, what?
I don't
like that.
You could have your life together. Don't let shit fuck up because you can't call me.
No, because but
no
with men, men
man,
like
no,
that,
no, no
I was just trying to say that's power like over the next person if a man like that.
And some women are okay with
I mean,
allowing
gotta,
that
but
power.
But you got to think crazy. About it, right? Like I always tell people, if I pay for it, I own it.
See, I don't want to be that.
So I'm just saying, so the deal is that you can't be for sale because a person that got money that can buy it, if you go buy a car, you own the car. You go buy a house, you own the house. You can't tell me what the hell to do with something that I own because I have provided the finances to be able to acquire that asset.
And I'm okay with you just selling it because somebody going to buy
just
it.
Just sell it.
Just sell it.
Just sell it.
But they don't want to say they
see
selling it.
Just
they don't
sell
want to say they selling
right,
it.
Just sell
they
it.
Just say I'm a high-value woman and you should be able to come to the table because right now the Africans are getting $100, you know what I'm saying, cash out for lunch. So now you got to be able to compete with that, and you ain't a man enough because you can't. You got to pay to play.
Back to what I'm saying. If it's a nigga that can outdo me, let him do him.
He won.
He won. He got it.
He won, Therese.
Because let's be real, right? Now, you may not be that woman, but women love lifestyle and assets more than they love the man himself. The ugly man that got money is going to always be in front of the man that's anything else. And so if a man can provide a lifestyle and make your life easier for some reason, that's attractive to y'all. And so a lot of times y'all pick wrong and y'all blame us, but y'all are trying to pick this 1% of man that has this amount of assets and think that he gonna do what this lame dude gonna do because he values you and as a person.
Can I play devil's advocate for a quick second?
Let's please.
I kind of see where the women are coming from.
I do too.
Because 9 times out of 10, if you meet that upper 1% of nigga,
mm-hmm.
You don't run into that nigga too many times. You play Pokemon music.
For sure.
How many? It took a long time to run into them legendary motherfucking Pokemon.
Man, Charizard was a motherfucker.
So you don't got too many times to catch that. So he may be a billionaire. You find you a billionaire, but he cheat. Mm-hmm. He cuss you out, and goddamn it.
And then
he eats his steak well done.
Hold on, but call that. But then she gonna be suing him 10 years later and trying to get another $20 million off of him. He gonna be on the island trying to hide.
But listen, this is what I'm saying. This mm-hmm. is what I'm saying. How many times are you gonna run into that nigga? A nigga like that. So if you run into him mm-hmm. and he doing the things that you need him to do for your life, a lot of women not gonna let that shit go. And I ain't gonna blame him. Cause it's some shit that I ran into earlier this year. I had a fucking Charizard. Didn't hit none of the other marks, but goddamn it, because of who she was, I was like, all right, bet. I'm cool. And it wasn't even on no money shit. It was just who she was.
My whole thing about it is, like, I understand. Like, if you run into a nigga that's having it going on, and that's what you need and that's what you want, and you keep that nigga, keep him. I've run into a lot of women that always tell me about what a nigga used to do.
Oh, oof.
I used to.
Hold on.
And a nigga used to. And a nigga used to.
And
a nigga
used
to.
And
oof. And a nigga used to. And I would whoop the whoop. And a nigga used to send me black truck everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, well, you want to go JJ's? Because what the fuck you.
But you remember when you bought that new car and how it used to smell and it used to look good and everything else. And then you start, they come out with a newer model and you start looking at it funny. Now you ain't washing it every day. You ain't, you know what I'm saying? Now you just looking at it funny because trophies get old.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to understand is that every woman feels that she's an asset. every woman. You ask any woman what I bring to the table, they get mad. Now, hi, I'm the table. I'm this and this. And they're like, what makes you an asset? Like,
I ain't gonna lie, Cousin Derek, I don't be asking a woman that shit.
I don't. Well, see, that then you could get in the problem because we don't ask the right question.
No, hold on. Here's why I don't ask that. Because if I'm pursuing a woman, I already seen what I need to see. Now, if I...
Well, hold on. So tell me, you've seen what you need to see, but have you heard what you need to hear?
That's what the casual conversation comes in. And I'm a yapper. I'm a certified yapper. For sure. I'm gonna be on the phone
for sure.
Combined 5 hours with a motherfucker. I'm text because I talk for a living. So if I like somebody, I'ma talk. But you know what you do doing that? If you continue having those type of conversations, I'm not talking about dates or anything like that. I'm talking about before the date. And I'm not a pre-date nigga either. Because I don't like being outside.
Okay.
So the less time I can stay in my house watching.
Yeah, I like being outside.
I don't like being outside. So I'm a certified yapper. So I'm going to be on the phone, be texting. But I need a reason to be outside. I'm talking about like while I'm by myself and kicking in my space. I'm going to find out about you.
Okay.
Your responses to certain things are going to tell me everything that I need to know. One thing I put on Twitter earlier this week was.
Okay.
You seen that Sprinkle Sprinkle Girl?
Yeah.
I said, I ain't never seen a woman with her own motion post this bitch.
Facts. I've never seen, I've only seen, clips of Shawty.
That's the only time I see, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
I've never seen a woman with her own shit post that bitch.
I'm sorry, that red shit crazy.
Oh, this shit crazy.
Still looking at her.
Man, come on now.
What the fuck are they doing?
I don't care.
I don't know what they doing.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, I'm just sitting right here hey, well, Kodak, go ahead and yap.
It's the way she walking.
What's going on in there?
That last one.
We need to figure out.
We need to do some investigations. But yeah, no, I'm saying, I say all that to say, I'm going to figure out everything I need to know about you so I don't have to ask. What do you bring to the table? Because if I'm pursuing you at that point, I see what you bring to the table.
But I still want
to
know.
And if I know you on bullshit, then I know how to. Then I know where to put you in my life, and I don't care what you bring to the table. Cause bitch, you ain't sitting at my table no way.
That is real. But you don't like to know just the answer to that question. Nope. Just see where her mind at and see exactly what she feel.
The way my brain is set up, I have a you know, like a hard drive has only so much space in it. I don't deal with shit that ain't got nothing to do with me. So if I know you on bullshit, why am I asking you what you bring to the table? What that got to do with me? Do you suck dick good? That's the question that I need to answer.
And I be having specialized problems. So if you can't be an asset to these five problems that I don't care what else.
What's your five problems?
It depends on
that. It depends on the scenario.
So we got him. He want to know if you suck dick good. So is that question number one or number five on the five questions?
If she might be three. The first question is, do you watch Zeus Network?
Okay, so you need to know if she with old girl and all them.
If you watch Zeus Network, you watch Zeus Network?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
if you watch,
give me anxiety.
If you watch,
I'm so done with you.
If you watch Zeus Network, I feel like you are inept. That's the word. I feel like you're inept.
Don't you subscribe to Zeus Network too?
Yeah.
Man,
so you got to pay for that shit too.
I'd never forget. I was kicking it with this bitch, and this is how I knew I'd never see her again. She said, we was watching a movie, and she said, let's watch Now That's TV. And I subscribed to it, and we watched five episodes back to back, and this bitch is laughing her ass off like it was the funniest shit in the world.
I've been in that same situation. I should have knew it was a red flag. We was eating the seafood boil, and then she wanted to, you know what I'm saying? She was like, oh, well, I got to watch Baddies on Sunday. I said, yeah, I'm in the wrong place. I'm at the wrong house.
Hey bro, I gotta get up on these TV.
No, you don't.
I ain't gonna say the word shit, but you know, saying one girl I was talking to, she put me on the Queen Sugar. Then Queen Sugar ended up being good.
FX.
No, that was Queen or something.
Queen Sugar when they was in New Orleans with
that was FX.
With Ralph Angel. Nah, that was like one of them NBC joints.
That was FX.
It
had to be FX.
Nah, we'll relook at it. I don't think it was FX. I don't remember. But Queen Sugar ended up being good. I mean, sometimes the women put you on good stuff.
No, a lot
if
of times
if it's on Now That's TV or Zeus Network.
What is Now That's TV? That's a real thing?
Yeah, it's like one of them boutique, one of the Instagram shows.
It was on OWN.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Queen Sugar's OWN.
Yeah, damn show is.
Yeah.
OWN Network.
Damn show was.
All right, so do you watch Not Us TV?
No, that's worse than worse than Zeus Network.
I can get by with Love and Hip Hop because Love and Hip Hop, Love and Hip Hop, Love and Hip Hop, but Love and Hip Hop also has actual celebrities on it.
Yeah,
but you have women that are on Now That's TV and Zeus that actually think that they popping now. Because they're
the
on
main thing is, why are you fighting for, like, I don't understand why
everybody
fighting.
Who the fuck is fighting bitches for Natalie
that's
fucking
what I'm
Nunn?
Saying. Like, that's the problem. That's why I'm like, it gives me anxiety.
When the sex trafficking investigation comes out.
Oh, it's coming.
Now,
listen,
it's
when
coming.
I swear I said the same thing. I feel like Zeus going to be the next Diddy.
Yeah. It's going to be the next Taz Angels.
He's going to be the next Diddy.
But it may, yeah. but next Taz I'm, Angels, not, I'm not saying it's true.
Okay.
I have my own thoughts about it, but I'm not saying it's concrete and evidently true.
It's plausible.
It's plausible is the word. Plausible. Because if you have, for all of these, whatever, but if you have an endless stream of women that are willing to fight strangers
on
to
TV.
Be on your show,
they'll do anything else.
What else are these women willing to do?
I mean,
you
common sense.
Yep.
So you and you have set up camp in multiple big cities. Atlanta, Houston,
Detroit. Chicago.
These motherfuckers ain't got
and overseas.
They
we
have
went to the Caribbean.
They
too.
Have yeah. not they literally have these women, no disrespect, have nothing to lose.
And the girl Nunu, I didn't even know she was a teacher.
They've been for sale for a long time, man.
They're,
I did not know she
been
was
for sale
a teacher.
For a long time.
Whatever it fucking takes. These motherfuckers are trying to get and that's really what makes it so predatory to me. Because
you know that
you know,
that
these women
to...
are trying to get out of what they. I think was it Zeus or somebody had an audition sometime last year during the holidays, and women were leaving their families.
That was Detroit. They was fighting. That was baddies.
You leaving your family to fight?
Yeah,
for Natalie fucking Nunn.
That was Detroit. Yeah, for sure.
And Natalie tell you to do a split. Bitches is doing it
on command.
On command.
And it's not like this show has changed anybody's life. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Let me stop. Because what's life-changing to me isn't life-changing to somebody else. I wouldn't even say her life has changed.
Her body, she I feel like she done changed. Her body.
Not to the standard where I feel like that shit is worth it. Because you can't wipe that stink off.
You can't.
God damn.
There's no way you can. You can't rebrand from
you can't,
from
you can't
that.
Rebrand
you
from
had, you
that.
Had to look
you
down to her. You had to look down to
yeah, you can't rebrand
no,
from
we talking
no,
about you.
Fast.
Oh.
You can't rebrand
oh,
from
up.
That.
Oh, man.
That was funny.
That's real.
Oh. You can't rebrand from that. There's no way you're going to go from Now That's TV
but
or Zeus TV.
What about Jocelyn? Jocelyn on her
Jocelyn was on real.
She was on real Love and Hip Hop.
Jocelyn is a OG reality. Jocelyn is up there with New York.
Yeah, but she on Zeus, right?
Yeah, but she was
that's
already established.
But she was...
But what did the girl tell you, Kodak? Well, I need to watch Jocelyn. And Jocelyn walking around there with her, you know what I'm saying, thing going on. Like,
but at least I know where Jocelyn came from. Like, I've seen, I
right.
watched the...
So
I,
you don't want to watch the low budget Zeus people.
Yeah, I can't watch the low budget.
I still went and watched Jocelyn shit. Because Jocelyn
still
be pimping them bitches out.
She be talking to them crazy.
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying. She be pimping the girls out, and I don't like that. Like,
man.
She really...
No, she definitely...
She really be like... She really is on them drugs for real. Because she just switched like that. And I'm like... How you cool and all of a sudden you just she yanked the bitch out of nowhere.
That's and I only see the clips on social media. I ain't watched the full.
I have not watched. I really haven't watched any episode of any reality TV show ever. Like
me neither.
Not Love and Hip Hop. None of that because it just don't entertain me.
I don't watch Zoo. I didn't watch the Natalie shit. But.
I probably haven't watched the full episode of Love and Hip Hop since I was probably a freshman in college.
It's been a long time. So hold on, but Kodak, I need to know. I got question number one and number three.
What's
question number two?
What's question number two?
Yeah, like, question number one is do you watch Zeus or Not Us TV? I got question number three. I got to say question number three because I feel if you ask question number three, you're going to get slapped or something. You know what I'm saying?
No, you got to be, you only ask that if you really locked in with the chick. For real.
Oh, so you got to, all right, so question number one.
She would have had to grab it before I asked a question like that.
And sent me a nude or something.
Yeah,
let me know. Something,
yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying. I'm
not about to ask no random bitch. Like that's what niggas be fucking up.
No, I'm saying you don't
niggas
be. The girl.
And also, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Niggas be too horny.
Niggas are too horny.
Super horny.
The way
horny.
The way men have combined going on a date to fucking is absolutely crazy. I don't go on a date to fuck. I got somebody I'm fucking already. I'm going on a date to see if I like you. I'm going on a date to see if we're compatible.
Yeah, if I like you outside.
So you can see if we're compatible so I can fuck you later on?
I mean, eventually, fucking is not on the high.
No, but I get what you're saying because it's a turnoff. Like, a man talking to me, like, I mean.
Like, being too sexual,
too
quick.
Sexual,
and then that's boring.
That's
boring to me because how many times I'm asked what position, what's your favorite position?
And who cares?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Unless we about to fuck.
No, so how they fumbling the bag out here then, Kodak?
How's who fumbling the bag?
The new kids, the young kids.
They've got porn brain, first of
they
all.
They do. They got everything is over-sexualized. Y'all remember a few years ago that they were saying, oh, we're going to bring BET Uncut back. For fucking what? That shit is on my Twitter timeline, 8 o'clock in the morning. I need to wait till 3 a.m. to see that shit for?
Like, you have too much access to things that you had to work for, even when it was virtual.
Nah, bro. Y'all ain't come from the VCR days.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, you had to rewind the tape back to
the... ass nigga here. I'm just saying, bro.
You might find Pop's DVD. You had to
see, it wasn't the DVD. It was the VA.
I'm DVD nigga. Man, this
Black Booty 99, you had to rewind it right back to the spot. See, you don't know about Black Booty 99.
Nah, man.
Booty talk. You know what I'm saying?
I remember. Talk,
before the West Coast, you know, when they had the doom, 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 doom.
This nigga's a... You need to be investigated, boy.
Hey, go there. I'm just saying, we ain't had no hip-hop.
I'll never get this shit. I ain't gonna say what family member I found this shit. Man, it was fucking my uncle. It was my uncle. He had this motherfucking tape. It was like a Lil Jon inspired porn that was shot at the Blue Flame.
Was Jon in it?
I don't think he was
John,
in it. Because
Jon had a couple. They did like when Snoop Dogg was doing.
Yeah,
the porn,
it was like the early 2000s.
Yeah,
and he might have been in it, but I was like, randomly found that shit one time when I was looking in his closet. Like that shit was so fucking crazy. But yes, porn is way too accessible.
Yeah, it's
now.
Way too accessible. And before you even learn how to like socialize with the opposite sex, you horny. All right.
Yeah,
you horny.
It's the influence. Influencing, like you. Yes, I can say that.
No, I need to see what you got going.
I need to see. I'm do the Google.
I told you when she walked in here, I turned my head. I was gonna start barking. I told you I got.
But it's so crazy because I'm an influencer of that, but I'm the opposite of what it is.
And we also
what does that mean?
We're grown though. But we grown.
I don't, like you said, you going on a date. We are just on the talking stage. I don't want to keep hearing and talking about sex. This is what
also,
I'm doing on Instagram.
But also, niggas ain't got shit else to talk about. Because they
see one thing, you know?
No, no, no. They don't have anything else going on to talk about. Mm-hmm. They can't talk about business. They can't talk about money. They can't talk about family. They can't talk about friends. They can't talk about sports because these niggas is unathletic.
Now everybody in the gym though.
Oh no, I want this frame. Oh, that's crazy.
Look at this nigga, man.
What are you looking at?
The hell you think I'm looking at?
Let me see. Oh my God.
God damn it, don't run from it.
Yo.
But yeah, niggas ain't got shit to talk about. So the one thing that they do know is why a lot of these niggas got 5 kids and no future. So fucking sex. That's all they can do.
They can't even, and the women say they can't even do that.
Damn. Teresa.
I mean, shit, I wouldn't know.
Is that bad?
It's not,
8-year relationship.
8-year relationship shit. So you only getting it from one person, so you wouldn't know either.
You know what I'm saying?
Slim Heroics, is there anything that you had on your docket to talk about?
Man, it's
before you get fucking distracted.
Very distracted,
okay,
by the way.
What's going on out here, man?
Man, shit, what's not? I don't know, man. You know, folk be mad at me when I be talking
Listen, this is the platform to make niggas mad.
I don't even be.
Right.
Man, let me think, bro. Oh, man. We got, they say they don't call women losers enough.
That's true.
So while we were sitting there talking about what niggas don't do, what you know what I'm saying?
You got to call women women losers.
Same way you
women
said,
women do a lot of lame shit.
Women do a lot of lame shit. The same way that y'all say y'all settle, we settle a lot.
Niggas settle more.
I could agree with
niggas
that.
Niggas historically settle.
I tell anybody, do not do that.
So you a good friend. So you gonna tell your homegirl
what she
on some lame shit.
Cause I'm gonna need you to tell me the truth too.
Fair enough. Okay, because women will send their friends off.
I don't like that. Don't be trying to agree with me. Nah, bitch, I'm gonna cut you off just for agreeing with me. Tell me the truth.
I said the same shit. I don't want nobody that just agree with me cause we friends. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Cause I'd be wrong. I'd be tripping.
But yeah, I agree with y'all, cause that's not how you grow. For real.
Thank you.
Like like, say for instance, if I'm lifting in the gym and I'm lifting wrong, but I'm lifting wrong for like 5 months, and my nigga who lift with me ain't saying shit.
And his body look good, better than yours.
Yeah, like, nigga,
I would think you don't fuck with me because like, you gonna let me look crazy.
Low key,
it's been set up the whole time.
Like, you shouldn't want to be around anybody that'll let you just be wrong out here, because like, yeah, we in a 1-on-1 conversation, but nigga, you gonna let me be carry this wrong ass information out to the world?
That's right. Why women's girls trips don't last, because that's when they get around each other.
Yo, you talk about
come
that.
On,
that's
I know what's going on.
What you know about
that?
That's
why one time you around, when they be around each other and everybody's like, no, this hoe be moving fucking weird as hell. But
wait
till
we get out of, we go to Mexico. Now we fighting it. Now, damn.
You ever had that happen before?
No, but I done heard stories. A few girls that went to DR, now they literally got a circle around, they fighting each other and shit. I don't know. I'm good. Because
you wait till we get out of town, you ain't got no money.
And the whole time you got a secret animosity towards me. I don't have time for that.
You,
I don't.
Secret
when I say
animosity,
I,
crazy.
I don't. When I say I really, my circle is so small. I don't fuck with nobody. I have PTSD from people. Like I'm.
What?
Good.
So what about your personality do you think? Because a lot of people cool with the lame shit. I've noticed that too. I've noticed that to the point where like if somebody like say for instance if I'm in a group. I'm like, say if it's three people, right? This is actually a real story. It happened to me and like two girls. They're homegirls. They're friends. I'm friends with both of them. Mm-hmm. They fall out. Mm-hmm. And one of the girls starts being mad at me because I'm still friends with other girl. I'm mm-hmm. friends with you, bitch. That shit ain't got shit to do with me. I'm friends with both of y'all. You just stopped coming around.
And it was cool till it wasn't, but don't be mad at me.
But you mad at me. You won't follow me. You block me. Da, 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 da. So y'all get back cool. And I'm over here like, bitch, you was just saying all this other shit about this girl.
And I'm going to say something about the secret animosity, too. Not saying you, but I've just, you know, dating chicks, like talking to chicks, just like having homegirls. You got some chicks that really overestimate how much people give a fuck about what the fuck they got going on. Like, bro, ain't nobody stunning you, bro. Like, you falling out because this hoe bought the bathing suit that you wanted. Like, shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's petty.
Be grown like that and care about shit like that.
That's the petty shit I was saying earlier about women, because y'all will crash some shit out over because this motherfucker didn't wish you happy birthday.
And then you'll be like somebody boyfriend and you gotta goddamn listen to the shit and you can't be like, no, that's fucking lame as fuck. Who cares?
Because if I'm your boyfriend, I tell you that shit's stupid. Now you gonna go talk to Chester.
Okay, you can't say that though. You can't say that. Yeah, you can't.
Oh, you taking this bitch side? Like, absolutely. Bro, you bringing it to me.
Right.
Goddamn honey baked ham, $10,000.
You got to be on her side, whether she right or wrong. Because now you're not being supportive.
And then you bringing this bullshit in my house. It'll be some shit.
And I'm the nigga. And I'm the nigga that I want to give you a solution.
Right.
Do you like solutions?
Hell yeah. Because my thing is like, if I come to you with my problems, I'm gonna be ask you, babe, am I wrong or am I right? And
you
tell me
as
no.
Fuck.
Thank you. Tell me where I need to correct it, because there's always room for improvement. That's the way I am.
In real life. Not that podcast.
I don't
real
like
life.
No dead ass.
She
I
don't like
nobody. That. That's why I don't fuck with a lot of people, because bitches like that fake shit. Oh no, girl, no, you did the right thing, girl. You broke up with him all the time. Your friend talking to your nigga. I don't have time for that. Bitches
fact.
Really move weird. I don't have time for that.
Once again, she from Broward. She knows what she talking about.
Broward.
You grew up in Broward, nigga. You could survive anywhere. Real shit.
Damn, what y'all some Pembroke Pines folks?
I'm from here.
I'm from Pembroke Pines.
You know Smooch and Honey,
Flamingo Road.
No, never heard of them. Oh, they do podcasts out in Broward.
Oh yes, I did.
Yeah, Smooch and Honey.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, them homies.
Okay.
Uh oh.
I didn't say
you didn't have to.
Was that one of the signs caught
cool.
by the questions right there?
No, cool.
The way she responded.
Okay. No,
yeah,
I was
right. Yeah, they cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, they cool. Yeah, cool. Moving on.
I had nothing bad to say.
But earlier in the show, you said that, you know, people got to get to know you. So what is it about Teresa?
I done seen 50% of it.
I feel like I'm weird.
What's weird?
I don't know.
Do you feel like you have to kind of, I guess, not make yourself reserved, but like hold back on showing people to fool you?
Yes. I feel that way because a lot of people hold back on showing me who they are too. So I'm like, okay, I'm the type of person, I'm going to read the room. So if I'm feeling some type of way and you're not giving me the energy I'm giving you, I'm going to shut down.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes, man, one thing that I'm learning this year, like, being a part of being like a lot of the things that I do professionally requires leadership qualities. And a lot of leadership qualities means you got to have hard, you have to have hard conversations. Mm-hmm. And you have to have them regardless of how the other party is going to feel.
Or what your relationship is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because you may have a great relationship with somebody and they may be doing something that's fucking up the business. Mm-hmm. You have to have that conversation. And that's been a bit, because I haven't been having that conversation. I don't like having that conversation. I don't like being confrontational with people who I fuck with.
That's me.
But when it comes to business.
Shit, I don't be caring.
Yeah.
Because
at the end of the day, that's your money.
Yeah, it's your money, it's your brand, and you will sit, you can't, I'd be damned if I let somebody else sink this ship that I built.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
That shit is it's hard, but it's something that's necessary.
Right.
So how do you lead into those type of conversations, Kodak?
You just got to sit down. It's scheduling, it's timing, mm-hmm. and you can't just spring that shit on somebody because then it's going to feel like an ambush.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you have to also look, people are also aren't really, they don't have any self-accountability on things.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
another thing that I feel like is my strong suit, because it's something, like, ain't nothing a nigga gonna ever do to me gonna cause me to not do what I wanna do.
That's
like,
okay.
I got fired from my first two, like, big jobs. V103, they fired me. TMZ, fired me. So I could have been in that situation, be like, oh man, I lost my job, oh, woe is me. No, I created this.
Hmm.
I control this. So it's the self.
So it was your blessing. You being fired was your blessing.
100%. So the self accountability in me won't ever allow anybody else's actions to impact me in a way that affects my life.
Facts.
Real?
Yeah, most of the shit that happens to me is my fault.
It's my fault.
99% of it is my goddamn fault.
Absolutely.
Facts.
Yeah. Everything is my fault. I say the same shit.
So when approaching those conversations, I'm gonna first say what I can do better, because mm-hmm. I can always do things better. And I tell people all the time, like, when it comes to content creation or just life in general, you can always do better. You've been here every time it gets fucking better. The last time we were recording in the back room, mm-hmm. now we sitting here in the front, and this shit looks clean.
Right. So how do you apply that to a relationship, Kodak? Now you're doing self-accountability and you want to have the confrontation, and we all been taught as men,
mm-hmm.
is that the woman is always right.
That's a great question. I haven't. I'm single.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because a lot of times with women, because the last person I, because we weren't even together, we were talking. Okay. The last person I was talking to, I called her toxic because she did some toxic shit. And
what'd she do?
great question.
Tag me in, Nick. I got a Super Bowl weekend story, Nick.
Hold on. Let me, actually, I wanted to do this. I talked about this on the last episode, but
I need to know what's toxic.
I got, man, I tell you.
And Dad, you went through a toxic situation on Super Bowl?
Super Bowl weekend.
That's a holiday weekend.
And we hadn't even been talking 2 months. I nipped that shit in the bud super mm-hmm. quick. Super quick.
That broke our water?
Like, I was over with. I couldn't do it. We would spend like every day together. So we didn't talk on the phone. We would text, she'd come over. We would go out. Right. So I was out with my dogs. We was watching. It was the Saturday before Super Bowl weekend. So we was watching basketball.
Yeah, you got to get the basketball in.
Right,
yeah.
Got to get the basketball in. So we out. So she called me. But we at a sports bar. So I'm like,
Well, now you was out with that bitch.
That's exactly what happened.
You was out there,
and
bitch.
I got the whole.
You got the paragraph text message?
Paragraph.
You read the whole shit?
Man, I said, man, enjoy that. Over with.
Niggas ain't reading all that.
I ain't reading that because I ain't do nothing.
Yeah.
You calling me. I said, let me call you back after I order my food. It don't take that long to order food. I hope it was worth it. You was with that bitch. I'm sitting around looking.
You was with that bitch.
Then what pissed me off is I'm sitting with the niggas I met you with.
And y'all was talking for 2 months?
You must be choking her one.
Man, I had to.
Y'all was talking every day.
We were spending time together.
No, think about it. They was together. That man done did something to that girl, man. He put.
No, it was somebody previously. Somebody before her. Before you.
Yeah, but we were still. But it was like we were in a city. We was locked in. So I was offended.
So you were close
to saying, hey, I'm about to go for a long-term contract.
Fact,
here.
That's what it was.
So you was going to a long-term contract, and she just broke the deal off because she sent you the paragraph.
Exactly.
God damn.
That was what it
on
was.
On Super Bowl weekend.
On Super Bowl weekend.
So
I got paid that weekend.
And at the end of the day, that's enough.
Like, she ain't text you back ever again after that?
No,
I know you
did. No, what really made me mad is I wasn't fucking with her, and then she tried to, like, come back and apologize, and I wasn't fucking with her. Then she had some nigga friend of hers goddamn reach out to me trying to check me. That's really what it did.
Wow.
Hold on now. Hold on. You're going to have to elaborate. Hold on. Bro. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Get into it. Wow. Hey, get into it.
Hold on, cousin. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
So
she sent you the long text message. Right. Then you got mad. So now she mad. And now you curving her. So she's trying to apply. She's doing herself accountability. Hey, I messed up. My emotions got the best of me or whatever. So then she go get her partner from down the street. And now he coming to you like, hey, bro, why you do my homegirl such and such like this?
Exactly. And I told her, I said, don't send no goddamn nigga to my front door. What the fuck wrong with you?
Home. Then he came
to my house.
Oh, y'all, boy.
Figuratively.
Oh, okay, okay.
To my front door. Shit, like, don't send no, like, you did this. I ain't doing nothing.
Hey, Cody, I'm about to say, boy, his algorithm off, man. So, you know, sometimes you got to reset the algorithm, man, be by yourself.
You got to reset the algorithm. Y'all got y'all phone? I'm about to airdrop you this text message. Y'all turn your airdrop.
So I had to get it.
I should come. I came up, right?
Hold on, let me. No people found nearby. All right, Teresa, I see you. Derek, got you. All right. So I'm sending y'all the last part of that conversation because she got mad at me because I called her toxic. But what she did that was toxic, we was talking for like a month, but it was a real intense talking phase.
Yeah, exactly.
It was one of them honeymoon phases.
That's where I was at.
Exactly. So, but it was also in
y'all
between.
Y'all fucking wrong?
Nah, we ain't even fucked yet.
You have any problem? You ain't even fucked
fuck
yet?
Fuck it yet?
Bruh.
I done changed my number on this.
Bruh. No head or nothing?
Nothing, bruh. No.
You in the blue?
Yeah, I'm in the blue. Yeah. So we were, the thing that fucked it up for me was, I think I was supposed to be the side nigga. I talked about it a little bit in the last episode.
Oh, yes. Please get into that. Okay, yes.
I think I was supposed to be the side nigga. She had just got out of a relationship. And I don't normally talk to women who get out, fresh out of relationships. Because
they ain't out of the relationship.
You're not out of a relationship.
No, you're in a lover's spat.
You just stopped talking to this nigga 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Nah, he bad. Hey, big head.
Can't even really be friends for real.
Exactly. We met on IG. We was talking like down there every day. I started realizing she motherfucking the vibe. She vibe. She cool.
That's how they get you.
Okay. Yeah, that's how I get me. She fine as a motherfucker, all that. Mm-hmm. So we were talking, and then it got intimate. It got real, like, you know, it's not that type of intimate, but, like, you know, you talking to somebody.
Yeah, good conversation.
Yeah, good conversation. But then it was like she got drunk one night, called me up, and was like, hey, I want to come over. I'm about to Uber over there. And I'm like, I'm trying to be Mr. Respectful.
Shit,
why?
This is where I fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I told her was, you telling me all this shit in this talking phase and it's going good and it's going strong.
Man, he want to be respectful.
I'm a respectful person when I like somebody.
I mean, me too. But that's why
they don't want to be respected.
But that's why I said earlier when I go on dates, I don't be pressed about sex for real.
Because you're gonna get the pussy on the back end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, nah, don't pull up. Nah, I'm good. So that moment happened, then the day after, it's like, I think I kind of miss my nigga.
Okay. Block.
Okay.
It wouldn't have been no
But it wasn't. It wasn't
but
for me.
But she was
going to
miss her nigga regardless. You should have just went and fucked and let her go about her business.
No, listen. For me, it was like, I ain't have a problem with that, but bitch, that was toxic.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was expected.
Huh? That is toxic.
Yeah, that
I don't
toxic.
Think that's toxic. I think that's expected.
It's still toxic.
No, but both of these things.
If you
true.
Drink bleach and you die, it was toxic, but it was expected.
Yeah, but nigga, somebody had the president say drink the bleach. You know what I'm saying? It'll kill you.
You listen to that motherfucker you want to.
I'm just saying it'll kill you.
What is it, ivermectin? You
just... Hey, call that. She was going to be at your hell tomorrow regardless.
But listen, that was the only issue because we still would have been talking.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I mean talking like cordial. Because even outside of that, she was a good business partner.
But sometimes the shit be so lame, you kind of don't even want that on your face. That's how I look at it.
If I know Kodak, he would want that on his face.
If I showed you her.
I need to see now, and I want to know.
Yeah.
I think I deleted all pieces.
I got to know.
I'd be a Thanos motherfucker when I'm done. Everything
sometimes
gone.
Sometimes shit be so lame, I don't even want it on my face.
Nah. He
what Drake said in
that
song? One time, that's fine with me.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Sometimes you just don't want it. But like once you get older, you start realizing you don't want the crazy. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you deal with... Like I'm telling you, this is a real true story, man. I was dating this girl. True story. Now, this is the craziest shit ever been a part of in my life. So... Me and her had sex probably like a day prior. And she pops up at my crib the next day. I didn't even know she was there. Like, boom, 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 boom. And I look. I'm like, what you doing here? She was like, I was just in the area. You ain't answer the phone. I'm like, my phone on the charger. Like, what's up? So she come in. I ain't got nothing to hide. She goes in the trash can. She see a rubber in the trash can. The same rubber I used on her the day before. She goes, somebody, it's a whole rubber in your trash can. Who are you in here fucking? What?
Oh, she, I was about to say the wrong word.
No, no, but yeah.
She was not smart.
Bruh, the rubber that I used on her the day before is in my trash can. I'm like, it's in the trash can. I ain't got, like, I ain't fuck with nobody. Why I'm hiding my shit for?
I've been in a couple situations where I ain't had to hide shit and then been caught up in some shit. So I feel
like that's like a woman insecurity or just the fact whatever they went through in the past. It's just.
Well, I got to deal with that.
And see, when you a young nigga, you will deal with that.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with no. I ain't dealing with.
To me, it goes back to what we talked about: taking accountability for everything. You know, a lot of it just you're not.
Do your peers take accountability?
Hold on, and great question. I was gonna say, what woman does take accountability?
Let her answer this, motherfucker. Do women take accountability?
Which one?
I do.
Not you. No. That's why I said your peers.
I mean, shit. Men don't. No,
no.
A lot of people
ain't the question. See, that's how they always do. No.
A lot of people don't, though.
I do.
Women are never wrong. Listen,
you're right, though.
Well, women don't say I'm sorry.
No,
but I fucked up. They just want to give some coochie.
You
know what I'm saying?
She don't take accountability.
Well, how your mama apologize?
You don't get it from the side no more. They're going to roll over now.
Or some, I wouldn't have did this if you hadn't made me do it.
Right. That's how my mama apologized.
The fuck? Like.
Yeah.
My mama just cook.
So you ain't getting nothing from the side, coochie. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
My mama just cooked some shit, man. That's I love being home with mama, though, that's man. Funny. But yeah, women don't take accountability.
So how do you say you sorry?
I mean, I'm going to always ask you, where did I go wrong at? Because I'm going to feel like, okay, something ain't right.
Oh, you surgical.
Yeah, I'm going to go straight to the... I'm very blunt.
That's
where
how you
did
do
I
that.
Go wrong?
Cause so I swear to God, I thought you was about to say, I'm going to suck his dick. No, my dick suck right now.
Yeah, if
well, now I still take it.
I like communication.
Yeah. Bitch. You take it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because my deal
don't touch
like,
me, bitch.
You gotta take the gift. You know what I'm saying? Like, to give, to receive, somebody got to receive. So if you want to give me a gift, I'm always going to receive it. But I still want to hear you say I'm sorry.
I mean, that's going to come. But damn, can we talk?
Yeah, I be wanting. No, okay. I be needing you to talk. Damn,
everything
got to
be sexual. No, let's talk. Damn, yeah.
We don't even got to talk. You tell me where you fucked up at. I don't got nothing to say.
Boy.
I don't got nothing to say.
I want
to
see that one day.
I don't want to talk. You tell me where you fucked up at.
It could be a thousand things though.
Hey, we got 99 minutes.
I'm with you on that.
You fuck up. We ain't have no conversation.
Right.
Because when I fuck up, I don't say shit.
No, because when you fuck up, you going to hear about it for the next 6 months.
Right. When I fuck up, I don't get a word in there.
Remember when that bitch texted you? Why did that bitch still texting you?
Right. If I fuck up.
That bitch was looking at you like this here. Why she was looking at you like this?
I don't get to explain shit when I fuck up. So I'm going to give you the space to do all the talking. I don't got shit to say when you fuck up. Because when I fuck up, I can't say shit.
Guilty. Guilty.
Well, that sounds like a checkmate.
Right. Guilty.
That sounds like a checkmate right there.
No,
that sounds like a checkmate, my boy.
No, because I cannot. I mean, like I said, I'm the person I'm gonna ask you. What did I go
but
wrong?
But you're a good communicator.
You know what you did wrong.
Like
you know your ex-boyfriend was texting you, and you was texting him back, but you acting like y'all ain't cool.
Hold on, I'm not even gonna text no damn body if I'm with a nigga right now.
Why am I doing that?
I'm just saying he came
that's
out
so
the blue
childish.
Handy head.
Wait, no. you said you're not texting nobody?
I'm not my phone is down. That's very, very like, what you call it? That's rude.
That's disrespectful.
That's very disrespectful.
So if you got a boyfriend, you're not like, can't no nigga, like your friend? Do you have,
hell no.
You got male friends in your relationship?
No.
That was a good follow up. That was a good follow up.
Cause anytime like I'm in a relationship, I really would go ghost. I do.
So let me ask you this: since you don't believe in having male friends, can he have female friends?
Hell, fuck no.
I don't agree with that.
I wish you would.
Hold on, you see that face?
See, I don't agree with that.
Kodak, can you zoom in on that?
I don't agree with that.
To me, I feel like a female friend is the person that just like, okay, you never made it to the spot, boo.
See, that's the problem. My female friends aren't women that curve me.
You ain't about to have none either.
You can't tell me.
But okay, here's where I am in my life. Because I told y'all I don't be outside, right? Okay. So my female friends be my coworkers who I wasn't going to fuck anyway. Because I'm heavy on that.
Touche.
Hell no. Nah.
For
I ain't,
sure that.
I don't even be hugging nobody who I work with. I ain't never hugged none of my female coworkers. Ever. I ain't never going to say nothing. Kodak dick was hard on my leg. No. No.
I semi did, but we didn't work together. We just worked in the same field at different places.
Nah, this girl when I was working in my old spot, bro, she walked in and kissed me on the lips, bro. That was the first time I had ever been sexually harassed at work.
Did you file a complaint? Did you go to HR?
Nah, cause how the fuck?
What I'ma say?
What the fuck I'ma say?
Call that out.
Who they gonna believe?
That was right, I could own that other station.
That
about 50 bands crazy. Right now.
I ain't get my situation. Was
and I don't
so
think
bad.
It was no cameras in the room either.
It don't matter.
She walked in, bro.
Are you a Me Too victim?
I am low key.
Yeah.
I hope she's still following me on Instagram. So when I post this,
she'll see it.
Yeah,
I mean, you still,
bitch, I remember.
The statute of limitations ain't up. That's a lawsuit.
Yeah,
it happened like 2017.
Oh yeah, you definitely the big lawsuit.
Was she ugly?
She executive.
Nah, she was a front desk lady.
Oh
shit.
Man, ho. You fucking playing
nah,
with your
she
job.
Ain't making, that ain't even enough money to sue right there, Kodak.
Hell no. What I'm going to get? What I'm going to get?
I mean, you might get some concert tickets.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, I got concert tickets here. You want to go to Jingle Ball? Yeah. You want to go see T.I.?
No.
What you know about that?
Yeah.
No, my coworker story was fucked up.
What happened, man? What'd she do to you?
I was messing with this. No, it wasn't even that. We met at this like professional development thing.
Mm.
So we kind of got
it. Oh, it was a retreat.
It was
the retreats, boy.
It was
that
a workshop.
Become a treat.
Yeah.
It was a workshop, man. So we kicked it. We went out like once. Then like, first of all, she stayed all the way in West Bumblefuck. So then she told me that she stayed with her ex.
Oh.
Cool. So she had a kid.
Cool.
Cool. You stay with your ex. Cool. She was like, he be going out of town for work. You
first
come
red
over.
Flag.
So
that's a banner.
So I was like, okay, so you still stay with your baby dad? She was like, no, it's not my baby dad. It's not my son's dad. That was red flag number two.
Damn, she racking them hoes up.
Boy, she got a goddamn red beam.
Then she was like, we don't sleep in the same bed. He sleep in my son room. That's weird. Stop telling me this shit. Just let me make the decision. So I went down there, goddamn, pulled whatever. It was cool. Then we went out like another time, and I just kept looking at her like, you make the worst decisions fucking ever. Like, it was just bad, bro. Like, it was bad.
Hold on.
But why?
Bad. Hold on.
Why
so she stayed with the boyfriend that ain't her baby daddy.
Right.
That still live there.
Yeah.
And you went and fucked her anyway.
I did.
Hey, man.
Okay, I just had to make sure.
I did.
A win's a win.
And then it gets
so
bad.
Why did you say she make the worst decisions when you saw her?
It was just a bunch of other shit about her life that was just not
adding up.
It just didn't. I'm just like, you don't need to be trying to talk to no nigga right now.
Nah, she got a whole relationship going on.
But then the thing about it is, she was talking about she paid most of the bills.
It don't.
Okay. Then she was talking about the nigga goddamn. It was just a bunch. It was.
And she was coming to you with all this?
Yeah, bro. And we would be like out drinking.
She just wanted to cheat.
Yeah, I don't know what, man.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
She just wanted to cheat.
And I was like, okay, bro.
Because, I mean, think about it. That's the
she
setup, right?
She wanted to do this.
No, I was just saying, but Kodak, you ever hear
that? That's not like my cousin.
Women say the same shit, right?
Wait, which cousin?
Who, yeah? Who is your cousin?
Which cousin we talking about? Because not the cousin you talking about the other day.
You ain't had no cousin.
No.
Hold on. You ain't had no cousin that went to Bethune, did you?
No.
Okay.
Oh, then she was
that
phone coming.
No. We ain't talking about that cousin.
Wait, you got a cousin and family?
How many cousins you got?
You got a lot of cousins. You a cousin. Cousin Derek?
I ain't no cousin.
Man, shit, I damn so ain't.
I ain't no cousin.
Hey, we ain't no kin. What's on your mind, Miss Teresa?
What's on my mind?
What's on your mind?
I'm listening to him.
It was fucked up.
That shit was crazy.
No, it was fucked up.
So, what's your crazy story you've been a part of? You were down in Florida. You definitely have some crazy stories.
Which part?
And shit, give me all in one. Because anytime you date a nigga with three dreadlocks, that shit's crazy.
Hey, yo.
Three.
Hey.
Call that. Man, listen.
I don't even like niggas with dreads.
He said that nigga built like a Simpson.
Call that. I'm telling you, the first time I was in Miami, bro, and we riding, you know what I'm saying, through the parking beans, man. There's a nigga sitting on a bicycle, bro. It's about 100 and like 10 degrees outside. Nigga got on some dicky, like thermal pants.
That was khaki, huh?
Yeah, no, that was black. It was all black.
Oh, wow.
Nigga had on a black long john. Remember they used to have the camouflage long john shirts that be black and gray. He got that shit on. with a chopper in his pants on a bicycle with three dreadlocks and a mouth full of gold teeth. I said, man, y'all niggas locked the door. I ain't never seen nothing like that before.
My y'all nigga locked the door.
Nigga locked the door. I don't even know what locking the door go do. Bruh, I didn't, listen, Kodak, I done been and seen every damn hood in Atlanta, man. I ain't never seen a nigga look like the way the Miami niggas look. Them niggas is scary, bro.
The beans is different. The beans, well, I mean,
the weeks. But it ain't done no more. But yeah,
the beans, but the beans was different.
Bro, that shit different. You know what I'm saying? And dog, I ain't never seen no shit like that before in my life. So, and y'all dating them type niggas like
I don't date no. That's
you don't like Florida. What type of niggas do you like?
Scammers.
You like? I do not.
No, they don't scam in Florida. They, no, they moving them birds down there, boy.
No.
Florida ain't never had a recession. Man, them 2008 niggas lose a house. Them niggas building high rises, man. I ain't never seen no shit like that in
my
life.
So what if it's not scammers?
She riding a goddamn Porsche at 16 years old.
Chefs.
I like chefs. No, seriously, I'm the opposite. I don't like street niggas. I don't.
Okay, say your old nigga was a square.
No more.
Yeah, pretty. Okay. I guess you.
I mean, shit. He was the one.
No, wait. You talking about the one I was in a relationship with?
8 years?
No, he was not.
The street nigga.
He was a street.
I know it.
Oh, so that's why you got.
That's why she trying to curveball, bro. Like,
yo, no.
She trying
like
to pivot. Nah, you can't pivot.
No.
That's true. Bro, she was riding a Porsche at 16 years old.
No, hell no.
Nigga
went
driving to. Hey, Kodak. Kodak.
He was a broke scammer.
She did, but what she said, she was going to fuck with the runner. She did say she was going to fuck with the runner.
You fucking with the street nigga intern.
No, listen. He made it seem like it was something when the whole time when you find out that person, man.
And by the time you find out, you was already locked in.
I was. I don't be liking it.
So he was a scam in training?
He wasn't no scam. I guess you could say he was a scam, but he wasn't no like
Scammy Hutt Jr.
His mom was like they was living in like nice neighborhood type shit.
He was living with his mama when he met you?
No.
Oh, thank.
But he would like his family, his upbringing. They wasn't on the ghetto ass shit. Oh, okay. He chose to be in the industry.
Oh, so he was an actor.
That's why I say he was a scammer. That is scamming.
Where he at now?
He live in Jacksonville. Yeah, he live in Jacksonville.
Shout out to that man.
Oh, you see, she still know where he at.
No shout out to that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Fuck that nigga.
God,
oh yeah, yeah. Fuck that nigga.
And he was short.
Yeah. He was short.
Yeah. He's short too.
Let that short nigga bully you, man.
Let that short nigga bully
you. If
you
don't put the fucking cereal on the highest shelf, what?
I couldn't even wear heels around him.
God, oh, he one of them.
Yeah, he was one of those.
How tall are you without heels?
I'm 5'8".
5'8"? Oh, yeah. Can you stand up for us? Yeah.
I damn sure did say stand up.
Why you put this sweater on like you?
Because I thought it was gonna be cold, and the weather had told me something outside.
Okay.
Well, damn. So she five. So he was like 5'7" and a half.
He was like 5'5".
Hold on. Five. Full time
this
out.
This nigga was built like Trending the Holiday.
Full time out.
What is he, swole?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, like, that.
You know, nigga got to do push ups.
Got you. It's something.
Nigga, 5'5". 5'5"?
Yeah.
Where you met that nigga at the amusement park? He couldn't get on the ride or some shit?
Through a mature
like, they still build niggas that's 5'5"?
Do they still build niggas?
Yeah, they
nah,
do.
These little niggas be these
you know,
little niggas
they
be big
really,
as hell.
Man, let me stop, man, because you know, Kodak, this shit might go and then the little nigga might just come up on me somewhere.
What you saying, cuz?
Hey.
5'5"?
5'5".
He ain't gonna do shit.
But he had personality, though, right?
Real bad.
See?
Real charismatic.
Yeah, real charismatic.
Smooth talking.
Well, damn, homies, this is a motherfucker. Okay,
yeah, one of the ones.
Oh, every time you come on this bitch,
one of the ones.
I come back more often. We got cousin Derek in this bitch. Of course, Aunt Slim Heroics, 285 Slim.
You know,
Twitter's most hated.
Facts.
Yeah, motherfucker, be on your head, boy.
I'm gonna get cussed out. I just say anything.
Anything, but he says the right thing.
I be right though.
But Aunt for mayor.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Teresa LeVay.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Don't be looking at me like that now.
Oh my God.
You ain't 5'5", Kodak. I'm she just, ain't looking at you like that.
Shit. She is now. She don't like 5'5". She don't like 5'5" niggas.
How tall are you?
I'm like 6'1".
Oh, yeah. You short tall. Okay.
Short tall.
God damn.
I can pick your ass up.
I'm sure
shit.
I don't skip leg day either.
Boy.
Hey.
Hey. Hey now.
All right now.
All right.
Salute. Okay. Next
Salute.
Time, please bring another female right here.
Well, if I did, she would have left already by the time you got here. Anywho, Teresa LeVay, big homie, aunt, cousin Derek, you know, another episode of Big Homie's House. We gone.